You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, and you guys in the middle can fill in the gaps. I know you got the math skills. We have a terrific guest for you in this first hour, Sheila Zielinski, and wow, we're going to rock your boat with some end-time prophecy. And I asked Sheila to come in as our resident expert on the topic. You know, I've attempted to talk about it as intelligently as I can, but I have my limitations. I know the Bible pretty well, but I don't consider myself to be a scholar. I consider Sheila to be a scholar. Anyway, this show, this hour, is brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals, my very good friend, Steve Quayle. He will convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. And if he can't help you, he'll say, hey, this is not for you. Go buy some food. But if he can help you, you get the most honest partner you've ever had. And when the poop hits the fan and we come out the other side, if you're holding gold, you're going to be ahead of everybody else that held on to their worthless cash. So how do you get a hold of Steve? Easy. Give him a call tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. We're also brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com and my good friend Bob Griswold. And he's featuring and really pushing night vision, because if we have urban trouble, in other words, marauding hordes are going door to door, and the bad guy has it and you don't, you're going to lose. Night vision evens the odds out, and he has financing available. He also has water filtration equipment, communications equipment. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll see why I call Bob King Prepper. Go to readymaderesources.com and then give Bob a call. Free consultation. How many places do you find that? So readymaderesources.com. We also want to call your attention to the Steve Quayle Conference, The Legends on Transhumanism. I've already interviewed some of these people in preparation for the conference, and I have to tell you, it's going to be fantastic revelation about how evil and satanic the deep state and the New World Order people are as they embrace transhumanism, and this is a conference like no other. It's over 80% sold out. Don't let the grass grow under your feet. I hope you'll come, because both myself and my guest, Sheila Zielinski, are going to be there, and we want to meet you. We want to spend time getting to know you. We've corresponded with many of you over the years, and this will be a great opportunity. So how do you register for the conference? Easy. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. You'll see the banner right there in the right-hand column. Click it on, and registration's there. It's simple. I really hope to see all of you there. And finally, we're brought to you by preparewithdave.com. Do you know what happened in Houston when the poop hit the fan? Everything was gone in less than one day. Now, I know a lot of you can't afford the 2 years recommended storable food allotment that we should have. I get that. So I went to our manufacturer and I said, hey, can you help us out? I got people that might be able to afford 4 weeks, but they can't afford the 2 years, and 4 weeks might get them through the initial crisis. So what we did is we got 4 weeks of storable food, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosates, GMOs, restaurant quality, and the price was $250. But this is only for our audience. And I feel that I have the best audience out there, and I want to help as many people as I can, and I don't want money to be a big obstacle. So we dropped that $250 price to $99. And we're going to leave that in place for a while, as long as the manufacturer will let me. We're going to keep it out there, and I don't know how long that's going to be. So I would encourage you to go to the web and put in and type into the URL preparewithdave.com. Just type that into the URL. You need no coupon code, no nothing. Get started making preparations today because you know the bad times are coming. And here to talk to us about some of these bad times that are coming down the pike and bad times that the Bible has foretold is my good friend, Sheila Zielinski. Sheila, hi, welcome to the show. It's been too long. I'm so glad to have you back.
Dave, it's such a pleasure to be back on your program, and hello to all your listeners. You do have a great audience, by the way.
Thank you. I know you do, too, but I just love my listening audience. They correspond with me during the show. They send me stuff after. They send me photos and news stories to check. They're just great. I just love my audience. And I've had people with me since my early days when I was in Wickenburg and I was syndicated, and then I went to Republic. I've had people with me going back that far. It's fantastic. But and that's why I hope they go to the conference. So I've never met you in person, Sheila. I'm really looking forward to that too.
Well, I feel like we know each other because we go a long ways back. I was just telling my listening audience when you were on that I gave you the handle, the instigator of the airwaves, and I just want to tell your listeners, he has lived up to that moniker.
Yeah, I know, and I've got the enemies to prove it. People like John McCain and friends. Well, Sheila, I've been delving into an analysis, are we in the final days? And I certainly think the variables are there, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm also concerned because I don't see a lot of evidence that America's around in the final days. And these are all questions I have, and I get confused because I read one part of the Bible, and I get confused when I read another part of the Bible. And so kind of to straighten all this out, I wanted to go down the path where is it potentially possible that we are entering the final days because of the events in the Middle East?
Oh, yeah, certainly that plays a part of it. I mean, there is no doubt whatsoever that the signs of the end of the world in the Bible are pointing to our generation. Anyone who looks around can see that prophecy is on fire in the world today right now. Anyone can see the moral degeneration that's happened over the last 40-plus years, the moral deprivation of this world. It's reached an epic point where we're now, Dave, you know, I jokingly threatened on my show I was going to start the Gomorrah Gazette or the Sodom Star.
The Gomorrah Gazette, that's good. I like that.
Because we are now like Sodom and Gomorrah. Just before God destroyed that city with fire, we see in 2 Peter 2:6, and then turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. So, you know, is the world going to end in the next couple of days or months or years? You know, we can't set dates, but from all the signs, we can know this, Dave, the second coming, it's at the door.
I know. And, you know, I was hoping if we were good boys and girls and loved the Lord enough and kept his commandments to some level, that we could kick that can down the road to a future generation, but it doesn't sound like you think that's possible.
Well, I mean, there's some things that are just, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, everything's ordained and God just has a timeline and, you know, it doesn't matter if we pray because it's all, you see, I don't believe that. I believe that while 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us right there, he doesn't say if the pagans will do something. He says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek him digitally. I mean, there's a full paragraph there on what he requires. So if we seek his face, if we repent for the nation, I mean, look what happened in Jonah's time. We can thwart a lot of this stuff, I believe, Dave, because, you know, God is sovereign and God is divine. But I really believe the Bible tells us this is true, and I believe it, that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it does something. And when you study that word, availeth much, it means it changes things. It changes God's hand. Remember, Abraham asked God, he said, hey, listen, if there's 10 righteous people, will you still destroy it? He said, no, if there's 10 righteous, if I can find 10 righteous, I will not. This is really important that my people, meaning the people of God, the remnant of God, need to step up their warfare, step up their prayer, and really get in that repentant mode, Dave, because, I mean, there are still, yes, some things yet to happen that end time prophecy reveals, like the mark of the beast, but we're coming on that fast and furious, because look at even is happening over in parts of Denmark, Sweden. They're completely cashless, Dave. So, you know, we're racing at this mock speed into a cashless society. We've got transhumanism. We've got, many will come in my name. That's one of the things, one of the signs that occur prior to Jesus' return is that many, he says, this is right in Matthew. People can look it up, Matthew 24:5. Many will come in my name and they will lead many astray. You know, maybe it's me, Dave, but it kind of seems like there's more false teachers and preachers today who are proclaiming a very different gospel than God requires, isn't there?
Well, there really is, and I'll tell you what I'm disappointed in the church today and churches that I attend is that they do profess the word of God. They do profess that Jesus is the way to eternal life. And they teach all the things out of the Bible that I think are correct, but they don't translate it into society. They don't call out transsexualism as being a perversion or abomination in the eyes of God. And that's my big criticism of the church today, is pastors need to grow a pair, and they need to get out there and start calling a spade a spade. I mean, Jesus went into the temple and chased the bankers out. That's what we need in the pulpit.
Oh, yes, we need for I call them evangelifish. They need to grab a backbone, Dave. There's, you know, because they'll stand up in their, Steve Quayle has a better word, the pukes in the pulpit, Dave.
kill me with these sayings. Say that again, the evangelifish.
I call them evangelifish.
Oh, you and Steve just kill me with this stuff. I remember when we were talking about Loretta Lynch, he goes, yeah, Loretta Lynch mob. I mean, Steve never runs out of them, and I think you're right on his heels.
Well, I'll tell you what, the problem with today is, you know, I think Jesus would get kicked out of most churches, Dave, because you and I were talking about this on my show. You know, rarely do you find a message on repentance. You don't hear Jesus' gospel preached anymore. How often do you hear about repentance and faith? Nothing about godly sorrow or taking up your cross. It's all lascivious lifestyles for the rich and famous. And that's a real problem because, you know, the false teachers, this putrid petulance of the prosperity pukes. I mean, it's amazing how it's all just, you know, if you stand on it, you name it and claim it, Dave, and you too can have $7 million mansions and, you know, Gulfstream jets like Creflo Dollar Bill there. And now am I saying that God does not want to bless his people? No. But see, here's the problem with this. And this Jesus addressed it with the rich young ruler. He said, listen, you know, sell everything you own and follow me. Why did Jesus say that? It was nothing to do with the fact that he wanted this guy to sell everything, nor is Jesus telling everybody out there, sell everything. The guy was into idolatry. And when you're into idolatry, he couldn't walk away from his money. God wants to give you literally, you know, the world if you're not attached to it, Dave. So there's a big difference between being, it's not the money that's the root of all evil, it's the love of money. But look at this lover of self society. Look at this selfie nation, the lovers of self. Look at the teenagers can't go a day without 10 million selfies. One of the signs the Apostle Paul gave about the end times is that it's going to be harder and harder to be a Christian. He writes that in the last days there will be times of massive difficulty. People will be lovers of selves, lovers of money, proud, arrogant. He goes on to this litany of things, ungrateful, unholy, godless, slanderous. I mean, that right there is today's society in a nutshell, Dave. And that was written over 2000.
Today's millennials. But yep. You know what? Mother's Day was last week. And the good thing for millennials is they didn't have far to travel to celebrate. They just had to come upstairs from the basement. And I know, but what is it? 25% of them live at home with their parents. And their favorite form of government is socialism. God help us. That's all I got to say is God help us.
Yeah, the Bernie Sanders rights. I mean, it is frightening because, you know, the problem also is, you know, there's all these new studies out, oh, church is going the way of the dodo bird, and, you know, everybody's into it. Because all these new kids, I mean, as you know, I wrote the book on it, this new environmentalism has become a religion. Of course, the CO2 plebs that we are, I mean, carbon tax, FYI, folks, carbon taxes and this carbon cap scheme, the trade, you know, cap and trade, it's a shocking statement to your audience, Dave. It is a fine for breathing. So stick that in your pipe, Al Gore. But, you know, the point is if they're going back to forms of ancient paganism. Hedonism is on the rise. You know, many people are going after doctrines of devils like the prosperity gospel. That's a sign of living in the last days. And what did Jesus say? He tells them many will depart from him. So not only departing from him, but he says in Matthew 7, a very frightening statement that I don't think any Christian wants to hear, Dave. He says, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. Well, look at the headlines. The latest news is one that the largest U.S. cities are, you know, there's, what, 1,000 homicides just reported. And we're not even halfway through the year, Dave. It's no wonder that Jesus warned us that lawlessness would increase in the last days. Many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Gone are the days when you can just take a stroll down the street, Dave, in any part of town, in just about any city. It was like that when I grew up. We didn't even lock our doors, but today we live in a society where there are places even the police don't want to go, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of that. I live about 8 miles from an area the police won't go in without double patrols, and it's in a rural area. It's, oh, hardcore drug dealers. And yeah, you're right. So much of America is becoming a no-go zone, and not just because of, I borrow that phrase from Muslim, stay out of our area, but it's a no-go zone because of the rampant criminality. And you're right, we have lost our moral compass to a large degree in this country, and we are a nation under judgment. So, Sheila, how bad is it going to get?
Well, I think the bottom line is we got to look at this epidemic we have, the shedding of innocent blood. We have a Baal on every street corner. Who's Baal? Well, he was pretty much the god of the Amorites and the Midianites, who they did child sacrifice to. Well, we have one of those on every street corner, Dave, with Planned Parenthood. Guns don't kill people. Guns don't kill children. Planned Parenthood kills children in my book. And so we've got a situation where God says what the curse would be on a nation for the shedding of innocent blood. I mean, you look at these things like Burning Man, all these pagan festivals that are on the rise. Dave, I mean, just last week, these in Calgary, Alberta, there was a massive posters all over Canada that said, oh, come to the calling, all Wiccans, witches, wizards, sorcerers. I mean, we got women praying on front page news that are Wiccans that are casting spells on Trump, Dave. I mean, did you ever think you'd live in a day where front page mainstream, we're talking LA Times, would have, oh, the witches, they're just doing spells. Nothing to see here, Dave.
Well, maybe someone should arrange a field trip to Salem. Okay, tongue-in-cheek comment. You know what's worse than flies on your piano? Organs under the control of Planned Parenthood. And that's not meant to be a joke. It's meant to be cut right to the heart of things. I mean, as they crush the baby's head with the forceps, preserve the organs for profit, what God, or how could God, ever honor a nation that does that to its young?
Well, and that's exactly why some of our friends are out there, like, you know, the Coach Daves of the world that are out there in front of these abortion clinics, some ministries, and it's really important to really support ministries that are out there dealing with these young mothers, because a lot of them, they go into these abortion clinics completely lacking of knowledge. I mean, they're completely ignorant. You know, they're just running from the fact that they don't want to have to raise a child, but they don't really know what the options are. So I say, if you know of a good ministry that is dealing with abortion, that is fighting the legislation around abortion, I was really interested to know, Donald Trump has really come out against abortion. He's spoken out against Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts to the highest bidder. I mean, it's nothing more than insidious, and it's demonic, Dave, and I think that our country really has some answering to do for that. But that's the thing, Dave. It's like nothing to see here. I'm too busy watching the ball game. I mean, we're kind of dumbed down and numbed and dumb to the point of, you know, nothing. There's nothing to see here. And that's what bothers me, Dave, is Christians are not in a fervent uproar descending on D.C. like a swarm of mad locusts over this thing with Planned Parenthood. Like, why do Christians not bat an eye is a very good question, and it deserves an answer. You know, but here's the thing. The Apostle Paul, he wrote that in the last days, we can see the signs of the end of the age. He said, people will just be, they'll be money proud, they'll be lawless, so we just talked about that. They will be backbiting. I mean, look at the state in the church right now. They will deliver you up. He was adding some really disturbing trends when he was writing to Timothy about the last days. He said, you know, they want to deliver you up, Dave. You and I, why are we a problem? Because we have these old, antiquated, outdated ideas like there should just be, the marriage should be between a man and a woman, and there shouldn't be such thing as the shedding of innocent blood. So when we have those barbaric ideas, according to these liberals, then we become a danger with our bigoted, you know, we're called racist, bigots, Islamophobes, you name it. We're a problem, Dave, and we're dangerous.
Well, we're not the only problem, but you're right. We are one of the problems. But the thick red line that runs through America, the 300 million handguns that are in this country, the 7 million veterans of fighting age, that's the problem for them. And they're trying to do divide and conquer. See, they don't want... Let me back up and put it this way. You could lead the masses astray if they don't have a moral compass. But if they don't have... If they have a moral compass, then you got to conquer them. Then you got to go to their door and risk getting shot as you try to confiscate their gun. And this is why they're coming after the Christians. They don't want the masses to have a moral compass to rally around. So when we know that people who are doing what they're doing are serving Satan, and they don't have our best interest at heart. That's what they're trying to do by negating us. Hey, go on YouTube and talk about Jesus. See how long your video stays up.
Well, Alexa won't even acknowledge Jesus. Amazon's Alexa and Echo, and, you know, they know who Muhammad is and Allah. They know who Buddha is, but Jesus... Never heard of that guy.
You know, I mean, when I'm around Alexa, and I will be in a couple weeks when I visit relatives that have those kinds of phones, I'm going to ask him, who's more handsome, Muhammad or Jesus, just to see what Alexa says. I want to confuse Alexa.
They'll probably say, I'm sorry, it must be Muhammad, because Jesus, we don't know who that is.
Well, he's got to be handsome to, you know, be able to handle 72 virgins.
Yeah, no doubt. we won't go there, Dave. I mean, I talk a lot about Islam on my show, and in fact, that's what gave me two strike marks, because I was talking about Justin Trudeau, Obama's northern vanilla counterpart, the head of Canada. I mean, you want to talk about straight out of the last days. This guy approved bestiality. He has pretty much outlawed Christianity. If you speak against Islam, Dave, you get kind of go to 10 years, up to 10 years in federal prison. I mean, there's just one thing after the other. It is absolutely straight out of the pit of hell. Canada's getting really, really bad, and it makes Obama look like child's play compared to what this guy's doing. But back to what you said, you know, you got these Amazon Alexas and Echoes and these little spy devices that are, they're tracking every move you make. And people think they're a really benevolent little device. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I was at my sister's and I went up to this thing and I said, wiretap, do you know a good pancake recipe? I call these things wiretap because, Dave, they're tracking everything you do. And these things are waking people up in the middle of the night. They're speaking in backwards Arabic or backwards Romanian. It sounds like these really weird demonic cackles. You know, okay, if our phone glitches and Amazon Echo and all these these little spy devices, if they glitch now, what's going to happen when we upload our consciousness and we have a glitch, Dave?
I don't even want to think about uploading the consciousness, but they're doing the experiments.
As we speak, Ray Kurzweil's ramped up his timeline. The big poster boy for transhumanism says, hey, never mind what I said about 2045. We want to start doing this stuff by 2025. Hey, Dave, I can't wait to meet your avatar. Let's just plug your consciousness into, you know, the global brain. I mean, this is really sinister stuff that's happening, which is actually getting back to what we were talking about in the end times. The transhumanism movement is exactly what was happening at the time of Adam and Eve. They wanted to become as gods. That's what the big line was. You can become like a god if you eat of the tree of knowledge. Well, flash forward some 3,000 years, and where are we again, Dave? They still want to become as gods. And the funny thing about all these Alice Baileys, you know, the Theosophy, which is a spinoff of Ariosophy, which was really what Hitler was into, is, you know, the Aryan race. I mean, whether it's Alice Bailey, Madame Helena Blavatsky, all these devil worshippers, that's the one thing they all have in common. They're always trying to bring forth some type of entity to pierce the veil. What do you think they got going on at CERN right now? Trying to pierce the veil between the spirit realm and the realm that we live in. And so you have this concoction straight out of the pit of hell. You got Marina Abramovich and her spirit cooking, her weirdness. You've got all these Hollywood minions following these same patterns. They're following the Kabbalah. They're following the Hermeticism that was very dominant at the time of the ancient Roman, ancient pagan Egyptian era. So you've got all this reemergence of some very, very pagan stuff that is really popular now. You know, there's not a day that goes by we don't read of some child sacrifice. We're not even going to mention the word pizza, Dave. We're just going to say pedogate. Let's leave it at that. I mean, this is all just part and parcel. We know Hillary's a, what, fourth degree coven witch. So it just goes on and on to ad nauseum, doesn't it?
It does. I don't know her name, but I saw a clip where an Iranian actress came out and said, it wasn't until I was in this business did I realize how prolific child sex trafficking is.
Well, I'll tell you, right in my intro, we've got a clip of Dave Hodges, and you say in there, it's child sex trafficking, because that really is the underpinning of all of this, isn't it? It's the blood sacrifices. They know all about this at the Vatican. I mean, look at the Pope. I mean, some of the, you know, the whistleblowers that have come out of the Vatican saying, you think it's bad that they're molesting boys? You don't want to know what's really going on the underground levels of this stuff. We're talking about the Jesuits, the Knights Templar. We're talking about the, you know, a whole spinoff of the Aleister Crowley rites, you know, the Crowleyites that are into these really deep, I mean, people wouldn't even want to see what's on the dark web. But did you hear this rumor? Apparently, according to Liz Cronk and my source, I'm just repeating what she claims, that there is a video of Hillary Clinton eating the face of a child. And it has apparently been seen by several sources out there on the dark web. Apparently, this thing is factual. So, you know, we'll see if that ever sees the light of day.
I'm trying to erase that memory.
But these are the kind of devils, Dave, that we're dealing with. And this, you know, you got slaughter bots and sex bots and psycho bots and Hillary demon bots. And by the way, what's up with this brace that this woman's wearing lately? I don't know how much slipping and sliding she's doing. I mean, we saw her down these stairs in India. I mean, this woman is like a real-life Weekend at Bernie's, isn't she?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Probably with the location of that black box on her, near her spine, probably has something to do with some spinal defect. That would be my guess, and that's what I've asked people about, and it looks like it probably provides electrical stimulation. So I would guess she has disc problems.
That would be my guess. Well, my guess, you know, I don't know if you've seen these pictures surfacing. Maybe your listeners have seen these pictures where a lot of these high-level elites, did you ever notice they have a black left eye? Their left eye is blackened. Have you seen these pictures?
Yeah, I ran them when McCain and Hillary had black eyes on the same day.
Yeah, Obama, I mean, the Pope. I've got a picture posted right now on my Facebook page, but I really think there's some high-level ritual, you know, these demonically possessed ilk. You know, they're doing something. I mean, we're going to get to the bottom of it because the truth always does come out, but I don't think we even want to know. I mean, guys like Bill Gates just came out yesterday again. The Business Insider reported, Dave, that Bill Gates just revealed a scary simulation that shows how a deadly flu could kill more than 30 million people within 6 months. So it's funny that he came up with this idea that it would be a total now, get this, of 3.2 billion people. Well, if there's 7 billion people on the planet right now, Dave, Revelation 9:13-15 talks about for to kill a third of mankind. It says when the sixth angel sounded, he said, I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And those four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month to kill a third of mankind. And now in the previous fifth trumpet, the demonic locusts are commanded to torment humanity without killing them. But in this sixth trumpet, which, you know, we're practically just on the heels of the book of Revelation, a third of humanity is killed. So, I mean, between guys like Bill Gates and you look at the Deagle Report, you and I have talked about that for years. They've recently changed it to, isn't this interesting? One out of every three people will die, according to them. I mean, the U.S. population goes from, what, 330 million to around 100 million. So when you look at what the U.N. has come out with recently, you look at the Deagle Report, you look at the Georgia Guidestones, gee, we're getting a clue here, aren't we, Dave?
Well, they're all saying the same thing. Humanity must be reduced by 90%. And, of course, there's that thing I talked about on your show, Kuglig and the former advisor to Obama and his website, America2050.org, and they call for 66 million people to be around when they introduce the stack and pack cities they call mega regions.
Exactly right. So, I mean, I really think, Dave, that we are so close to the very last days. Of course, with the situation in Israel, the Middle East, I mean, the rumblings in the Middle East are very indicative of what's going on at the Vatican is also very telling. When you look at the prophecy of the popes, I mean, some of this stuff is very disturbing. Now, I mean, I don't want to offend your Catholic audience, but if the shoe fits, if you people out there are supporting Pope Francis, then you've got a serious doctrinal issue going on. And it's shameful, Dave, that somebody would align themselves with a devil like this. And that's where God says, listen, even the very elect could be deceived in the last days. It doesn't take a lot to know that the Pope is absolutely, if he's not the false prophet, he certainly is leading the way for the false prophet, I believe.
Yeah, I have wondered the same thing myself. Tell the listening audience a little bit about your concerns about this Pope and how he strays from tradition and accepted Christian practices.
Well, one of the things that he did that I covered in my book is he said to the 1.8 billion Catholics, hey, listen up, folks. We need to be in the front, in charge, really in the lead of this, you know, climate change agenda. We need to be the ones that are championing this. So here he's telling Catholics, and by the way, I don't know when the Pope became a climatologist, Dave, but he said, oh yeah, definitely man is causing global warming and we have to take drastic measures. And what's stunning is, speaking of depopulation, the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, John Schnellhuber, the leader of this, came out in New York, addressed a crowd and said, you know what, the carrying capacity of the Earth needs to be just under a billion people. Well, Dave, with that said, what happens to the other 6 billion people? So, But listen, I mean, there's going to be this great monarch, and this final pope is going to set the stage for a global dictatorship. I mean, if you look at the beliefs of the Catholic Church, they really believe this angelic pope is going to be the emperor. He's going to appear. Of course, if people want to read more about that, they can go get Tom Horn writes Petrus Romanus about the final pope. But we know that this is the black pope. The final pope is Francis, the last pope. Well, Archbishop Gowan has said that this is the head dude at the Vatican. He was Benedict's personal head dude. And, you know, what do you make about the lightning strikes? He was asked, these two lightning strikes that hit the Vatican two separate times. Because when Benedict stepped down and Pope Francis came in, you know, he said, hey, listen, that's really weird. The day of, you know, the fact that the last pope stepped in, there was a massive lightning strike that hit the Vatican. And he was being asked by it, and he goes, yeah, you know, it's really interesting how that aligns up with the pope's prophecy. So you've got the Catholic Church really being, I guess, setting the stage for a lot of Catholics to be very deceived, Dave, because there's going to be a false Christ. So what the Catholics has done is they think, oh, yeah, we're going to lead the charge against the Antichrist. We're going to fight the Antichrist, but they actually have it backwards. There's going to be this great monarch, and this final pope is going to set up a global dictatorship. But first, there's going to be this false Christ. So they kind of took the book of Revelation, and they completely mangled it, which is, you know, that's not surprising. Woe to those calling good evil and evil good. Everything is on its head. You know, good is evil, evil's good. So, but this whole battle of Armageddon, you know, Catholics don't understand what they're being set up for. So that's a whole other issue on its own. And then there's going to be this caliphate, the 12th Imam, the rise of the Islamic Antichrist. That's a potential scenario. You know, that's what the Muslims believe, is that this 12th Imam is going to come on the scene and he's going to slaughter a third of mankind. This is what ISIS is doing. They want to slaughter a third of the mankind in order to raise this 12th Imam. So, you know, the barbaric butchering that they're doing, this ties in with what they believe is their end time prophecies according to their beliefs as well. So you've really got the stage being set for the Antichrist. But boy, Dave, it's later than we think, I believe.
I am just contemplating what you're saying. It's close. Let me ask you this. I want to take a little bit of a left turn. Do you think America is going to be around for the tribulation and for the second coming? Will be part of the combatant nations that we're looking at with Armageddon, or will America have fallen before that?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, that is a $100 million question. But, you know, and a lot of Christians do believe that they believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, where it's like, you know, nothing to see here, kumbaya, we're all getting out of here.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is a lot of, there's a lot of really compelling Bible scripture. You know, I think I have to say officially, I've never reconciled the post versus pre-trib, because the more, you know, I studied it a few years ago, and I kind of came to this place where I just unanimously believed that, oh, it's definitely post-tribulation. You know, whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, I think the idea here is that we just have to be prepared. You know, whenever Jesus returns, we've got to be prepared spiritually. So I think that's a really, you know, some people think we're just raptured out of here before any of this bad stuff happens. So, you know, a lot of Christians do believe we're not going to be around to witness the destruction of America. However, that said, there's also a lot of Christians that believe that we're still going to be here after the tribulation. So, you know, that's a whole other show. But there is compelling Bible scripture on both sides of the coin. So, you know, I'm not really fully sure that I will say that I'm definitively post-trib anymore. You know, I've studied a lot of Chuck Missler's writings, and he's probably a mid-tribber. And I almost tend to go a little more mid-trib than I do post-trib. But, you know, like I said, that's a contentious topic, by the way, Dave.
It is. It's one that's very controversial, and people get heated about it. But a lot of people I talk to says America's not going to be around.
Well,
not as a nation.
See, that's the question. A lot of Christians think that, you know, America's slated for destruction, but I don't believe that. Like, I really believe that, you know, this is a primarily Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principles. Where else, I mean, if America goes down, where else is the beacon of freedom and liberty in the world, Dave? No other place in the world. America isn't just the last bastion of freedom. It was the first and only. So there's a lot of countries looking to America, but let's not forget that we have a very large population of Christians that are really the backbone of America. So, you know, again, I think it's contingent on what God deems as if we're going to be getting our stuff together. Are we going to see this last revival that they talk about? Is there going to be an outpouring of, you know, God does say in the last days he's also going to pour out his spirit amongst his people. So are we going to see a revival breakout? That's really kind of what I think we're going to see over the next 18 months, total revival breakout.
Do you think it's born out of survival?
Well, you know, I think we're just going to get to a place where, you know, we're so far off the rails. I think we're there now. I think when you look at the headlines and you take everything in its culmination, this coalescence of evil that's just, you know, people say to me, Sheila, there's just no way. Like, I don't even want to live in this world anymore with the way it's too insane. I can't read another headline. They get into this kind of doom and gloom mode. But I think the exciting news in all of this is that, you know, whether we're dead men walking or not, Dave, the good news is that, you know, if our salvation is where it needs to be, then we don't have anything to worry about. Because you know what? If some ISIS soldier storms into my neighborhood and, you know, chops my head off, well, then I get to be with my Savior. So I guess that's kind of the good news, is that we have one thing to look forward to. And that's something that everybody needs to contemplate, is their eternal life. Because, you know, we're not promised tomorrow, the Bible says. So where are you going? I mean, are you assured that Jesus Christ is your Savior? That needs to be settled for people once and for all, isn't it?
Well, I think that is the definite fundamental question that underlies everyone's approach to this whole issue. So if you were to say, okay, the issue is clouded on whether or not America is around for Armageddon, let's take a side turn and avoid that for a second. What would you say to our listening audience about what they need to be doing right now to prepare for what's coming?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of physical preparation. I mean, Dave's your man, Bob Griswold, you've got Steve Quell, so many others that can help people get prepped physically. I'm always a big proponent of prepping people spiritually, because we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting against principalities, powers, rulers of wickedness. That's what the word tells us. So I think really people have to get prepped spiritually, Dave, because we're in a spiritual battle. We're not on a playground either if we're a Christian. We're in a battleground, and I think we really have to start doing spiritual warfare. And that's one of the things that God showed me a couple years ago. He literally said, Sheila, teach my people how to pray. And I thought, Lord, what do you mean? People know how to pray. And then that's when he dropped this in my spirit. Prayer is when they're addressing me. Warfare is when they're addressing the enemy, and too many people are leaving the warfare part out of it. So I had to really go dig in the scripture. And plus, you know what, Dave? Hell came to my front door in order for me to be able to put that book, Power Prayers, together to find out, okay, what does this look like to do spiritual warfare? And why is it that a key element of praying powerfully is being left out altogether? And that's the truth that I want Christians to know, but the enemy doesn't want you to know that, because most Christian churches now will not even talk about demons, let alone, you know, the fact that you need to be doing spiritual warfare, Dave. But I think when people start seeing demons physically manifest, wow, they might snap out of their dystopic trance really quick. But, you know, that's what I think is the most important thing for preparation, is getting spiritually prepared, getting your own spiritual household in order, and, you know, diligently seeking God, be praying, be fasting. You know, I fast once a week. I encourage everyone to do that. Jesus set the model for doing that. Oh, Sheila, I can't possibly go a day without food. you know what? It's even secular magazines now, Dave. There's a Harvard study that says, oh, wow, three-day fasting is really good. It resets everything in your body. I thought, wow, that's a big surprise. Tell us something we don't already know as Christians. So, you know, even the secular world is jumping on board with fasting. We hear about this intermittent fasting. It's all in the Bible. Jesus said, when you fast, fast like this. He didn't say if you fast. He expected us to be doing a fast. So how do I do my fast? I, you know, say on a Tuesday night, if I'm going to fast on a Wednesday, then I will not eat from 7 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock the next night. And I've done 3-day fast, 21-day fast with no food, 3-day with no liquids. But it is important to have water during fast for people. So, you know, people just have to look into fasting. But I think it's just really important, Dave. Fasting and prayer is very powerful together, and people need to learn how to do spiritual warfare, which is why we wrote the book Power Prayers. But also, being in your word daily is really important. People say, oh, Sheila, pray for me to have discernment. No, the word is a discerner. So people need to get in their Bible, Dave. Make the time for God. They got time for Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You need to make time for God every day. Even if you have to get up a half an hour early, put aside some time for God, and I'm telling you what, your life will dramatically change.
Right, you know, you said something too. I want to go back to this because I think it's part of what we're facing here in the final days. I'm not as up on CERN as I should be. Could you address for a moment the spiritual aspect of CERN and the threat to us? I mean, here's how I perceive it. You remember the old movie Ghostbusters with Bill Murray?
Yeah,
and remember the night that all hell broke loose, literally, and these demons come running out and Ghostbusters had to fight them? Is that what CERN's all about?
Well, that's my belief, because I really believe. Now, I'm going to tell you what they say. This CERN, it really is this whole European Organization for Nuclear Research. So, you know, it's this organization. It's at the Franco-Swiss border. They've got like miles and miles of this, you know, this essential. It's a long tunneled area where they've got this acceleration particle, big machine. And the acronym CERN, now, don't you find this interesting that the name CERN actually comes from Cernunnos, which is very much into the Hermeticism, which I find so interesting. And then, of course, they have the god Shiva, the destroyer, one of the Indian pagan gods sitting outside of CERN. I just find that so fascinating. But CERN is really, their main function was to provide the particle accelerations and other infrastructure needed for, really, it's high energy physics, and I don't know, you know, all the physics part of it, but I do know that they're saying they're trying to find and recreate the God particle. Now, why are they even using that word? But they're not trying to find what happened at the Big Bang, Dave. They're trying to do exactly what Aleister Crowley and why Jack Parsons, the Aleister Crowley's friend, by the way, throw that in a Google search, Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist. Aleister Crowley brought back from the other dimension, he was, of course, high-level witchcraft, highest warlock that there probably was, he brought back a demon entity. And he called this thing, you can throw this in a search as well, LAM, L-A-M, and it looks very oddly similar to an alien gray. Now, that's one entity that he brought back. So, you know, what are these high-level witches doing? Why did they have a mock satanic sacrifice outside of CERN? That's a really good... I mean, when are scientists, high-level scientists, doing a mock satanic sacrifice, Dave? So... you know, I find that really interesting as well. I really believe they're trying to rip the veil open and release, open the abyss is essentially what I think that some of these high-level devils are trying to do.
Kind of like opening up the Phantom Zone that Superman was always afraid of happening. It speaks to the fact that they believe that these demonic entities live in other dimensions, and this is an interdimensional project. I mean, this is what it's beginning to look like to me.
Oh, yeah. They definitely... Well, see, the high-level witches and these... I'm not talking about your average little Wiccan. I'm a good witch walking down the street that's probably going to, you know, your little, whatever, tarot card readers. I'm not talking about these lower level witches. I'm talking about high level Aleister Crowley style black magicians, highest level witchcraft. These are really the people in these, you know, the Illuminati people, the high level Freemasons. These are the kingpins behind these sinister folks that are trying to rip this veil open. And they really are trying to open the abyss to release Abaddon, the Bible called, well, in Hebrew, so it's Abaddon or Apollyon rising. That's why John Podesta, if you see the little, you know, his hand circulating across the web, he has a 14 in one hand and a fish on the other. Have you ever seen that
yes.
picture, Dave? Well, yeah. 14 is the amount of body parts of the raising of Osiris. So they're really into, and in fact, Aleister Crowley himself said, believed he was a reincarnation of Horus, Osiris, these Egyptian pagan deities. They're always trying to re-evolve these. And why do you think we just have a litany of all these movies with Marvel? I did a show called Gods in Spandex. I'm going to email that to you, Dave. Your listeners really need
yeah,
to see this.
I want to run that on my website. Sheila, my dear, I can't believe the time has gone this fast.
Well,
this is, wow, I blinked and we're at the end. Very quickly, tell people how they can follow your good work, because your work is definitely worth following.
So they can just type Sheila Zielinski in a YouTube search if they want, or just find my YouTube channel that way. My new website, which was down for about 3 weeks, is up and running this coming Friday. It's sheila.media, very simple, www.sheila.media. That's pretty much the flagship website, and all my stuff is on that. So that I'm excited that we overhauled it, and it's really user-friendly. It's great. It's got all the podcasts, the downloads, very user-friendly, so I encourage them. Bookmark www.sheila, that's sheila.media, easy.
Yeah, that is easy. I really appreciate the work you do, Sheila. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Show and shedding light as to the spiritual demonic forces we're up against. I so appreciate it, Sheila. I look forward to having you back again. You're always such a delight.
Oh, thanks, Dave, and thank you to your listeners. I appreciate it.
Sheila Zielinski, everybody, and stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with more information that you need to know.